الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی سید المرسلین اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاة والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ الصلاة والسلام علیک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاة والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا نور اللہ Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, مرحبا, welcome to this new and amazing silsila which you are watching. Subhanallah, this may be perhaps something new for the viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, but yes, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the divine blessings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you are watching Interpretation of Dreams. Subhanallah, it was on your request, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Now people can basically relate their dreams and they can basically know the basics of dreams, the meanings and interpretation of dreams. Inshallah, before I give you a little more insight into this, it is the norm and the custom that Alhamdulillah, we first, after reciting Darood-e Pak upon the Holy Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam, we always listen to the virtues and blessings of reciting Darood-e Pak upon the cause of creation, the cream of creation, our beloved Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, it has been mentioned in a beautiful hadith, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَكَّلَ بِقَبَرِي مَلَكًا فَلَا يُصَلِّي عَلَيَّ أَحَدٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ إِلَّا أَبْلَغَنِي بِإِسْمِهِ وَإِسْمِ أَبِيهِ أَعْطَاهُ الْأَسْمَاعَ الْخَلَائِقِ هَذَا فُلَانُ بْنُ فُلَانٍ قَدْ صَلَّى عَلَيْكَ. Subhanallah, our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed an angel at my grave. Subhanallah, at the blessed qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this angel the power of listening to all the voices of the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, until the day of judgment, those that will send durood and salat upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the angel will convey the salat and durood of that person by saying, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, هذا فلان ابن فلان قد صلى عليك. So and so person, who is the son of so and so person, have sent salat upon you. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, this should encourage us to continue reciting, in fact, increase our recitation of salat and durood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ka'be ke badr dhja, tum pe karolo durood, tayba ke shamsud duha, tum pe karolo durood. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah, wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya Nabi Allah. Alhamdulillah, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, as I mentioned to you regarding the launch of this amazing and new silsila, meaning is interpretation of dreams, Alhamdulillah. Yes, dreams is that thing which actually confuses a person. At times, a person is terrified by the nightmares he has. At times, he is overwhelmed with the wonderful dreams that he sees. And many at times, we may ponder over what dream have I had. At many at times, we forget the dreams. Allahu Akbar. So Alhamdulillah, now there is a beautiful platform for you to basically link into. You can watch this silsila, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. With us, we have our honorable, esteemed personality, Subhanallah, who needs no introduction. And he is none other than Hazrat Mawlana Asad Sahab Qibla, who is in Babul Madina, mashallah. And then he will be giving us the interpretation of the beautiful, beautiful dreams. We say ahlan wa sahlan, welcome to our beloved Asad Bhai Qibla. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability and tawfiq to always be on istiqamat on this beautiful deen. And may we increase the love of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam in our hearts. However, inshallah azza wa jal, Asad Bhai Qibla is also watching, mashallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mashallah. Welcome to you, Tablez Bhai, as well, and all the viewers of Madari channel.
Mashallah, mashallah.
In many places, maybe they are watching
Madari channel. Khaira.
Ameen.
Barakallah, Jazakallah, Asad Bhai. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Yes, Asad Bhai, it is indeed a great feeling tonight as we are basically doing the silsila from South Africa, mashallah. And what makes the silsila even more special is because, alhamdulillah, we have you and you will do the interpretation of the dreams. And many people are excited, for this was the wish of many Islamic brothers in our country, and I'm sure many parts of the English world, where they wanted the silsila to be in English so that they could relate their dreams to and get authentic answers in the light of Quran Pak and Hadith Mubarakah. MashaAllah. So, Alhamdulillah Asad Bhai, actually, I think it will be quite nice, inshallah, for us to begin with a little brief introduction, I would say. Rather, some important questions which may be lingering in the minds of many people. Number one is this, Asad Bhai, that if you could explain to the viewers and listeners of Madani channel, what is the actual concept of dream in Islam? What is the actual concept of this from an Islamic point of view?
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. Yes, there is too much to talk about the dreams in Quran and Hadith and in the quotes and aqwal of Sahaba Karam alayhi muridwan. Too many things are mentioned about the dreams. First of all, I would like to explain the importance and the hakikat of dream. That in the Holy Quran, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala explained about many dreams. Famous dreams like the dream of Sayyiduna Ibrahim, Khalilullah ala Nabijina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. And also some dreams of Sayyiduna Yusuf ala Nabijina wa alayhi salatu wa salam are mentioned in the Holy Quran. So from this we can see the importance. If there wasn't any importance, so why their dreams are mentioned in the Holy Quran? So this is in the Holy Quran and in the Holy Hadith. I would like to share some summary of Hadith Pak. It is mentioned in the Sirah books of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam used to sit after Salatul Fajr, when they finished Salatul Fajr. So he used to ask sometimes his companions, if someone has seen any dream in the night, so he could ask. So some of Sahaba Karam alayhi muridwan asked about their dreams, and Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam gave them the interpretations. And also, it is mentioned in the Sirah of Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and also we can see the personality, the dignity and the love of Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The summary of Hadith Pak is, Sarkar sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has ordered me to teach the ilm, the knowledge of interpretations of dreams to Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So that's why it is said that in this ummah, the biggest alim, the biggest personality who knows the best knowledge about the interpretations of dream, that is Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So likewise, in the aqwal of Sahaba Karam Ali Muridwan, we can find many explanations about dream. Sometimes, basically there are 3-4 different types of dreams. So sometimes dreams are the reflection of our thoughts. Sometimes we see whatever we do in the day. Sometimes we watch that something is done in our childhood or long before. So sometimes these are the reflections of our thoughts or our deeds or our activities. And also sometimes this is the good news from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, because now the silsila of wahi is disconnected. Nobody can claim that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala reveals the wahi, because it's not possible now, because wahi is special for the prophets alayhimus salatu wa salam. But when the wahi is disconnected, so what is the way to have a good news? So that is called in riwayat mubasharat. So Sahaba Ikram Ali Muridwan asked about the mubasharat. Mal mubasharat? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied that mubasharat means those good deeds, good news which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives a Muslim, a mu'min, in the shape of the good dreams. Good interpretations are shown for them. So likewise, there are too many things about dream. But keep in mind, there are two kinds of knowledges. One is ilmul yaqeen and one is zanni. That is not confirmed. It can be happen, but that is not confirmed. So the knowledge, the ilm, the answer, what we get from the interpretations of dream, that is not ilmul yaqeen. But many times Allah tabarak wa ta'ala shows and gives news and many things which will be happen in the future. So this is a small explanation about the dream in the light of Quran and Hadith.
MashaAllah, subhanAllah, Asad bhai, we really appreciate that, very beautifully explained, very precise, I should say, mashallah. Asad bhai, also one question which is also asked by many people, that are dreams actually real? Is there any reality in dreams? Please, if you could give some answers for this as well.
Basically, some dreams, they have no reality, but there are many dreams, they have the reality. As I mentioned before, that sometimes Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives a ni'mah, a good news, anything which is going to happen with a mu'min in the dream. So that is one kind. And the second thing is, some dreams don't have the interpretations. So that is a kind of dreams. So let me tell you, many dreams we see in the night or day, which is related with our daily activity. For example, a person, he works for something, okay? And the same thing he watches in the dream, that he is doing the same thing. What is his daily work, daily routine work? So that is called adghasu ahlam. So that is a complete kind of dream. So they don't have the dream. So some dreams, they are real, but some dreams, they are not real. They don't have any interpretation. So we can divide in two. And sometimes there are some dreams which are due to the interference of shaitan. While we are waking, so daytime, we can receive some waswasas. Okay. So shaitan makes some waswasa in our hearts. So likewise, when a person is sleeping, so due to the interruption of shaitan, a person can watch some very bad dreams. So that is due to shaitan. So we can explain in two, three kinds the different dreams.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, mashallah. I have received some news that we already have some callers. There are some other questions that we would like to ask Asad bhai, but since the callers have already called in, inshallah, I would request the technician to please, inshallah, play the call. Jazakumullah.
My name is Bashir Suleiman. I'm a South African. I had a dream a while back regarding I'm walking through a Kabistan and the sand lifted up and made salam to me. Can you please give me an interpretation of the dream? Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Ji Asad bhai Qibla.
This is the dream which don't have any interpretation. So a person should not be worried about such kind of dreams. Apparently it looks like maybe there is something wrong with the person who saw the dream. So, but he should not be worried and don't take tension and take it easy.
Ji.
And make dua in the holy court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that may Allah make it easy for him and there should not be any bad news for him. So there is no any interpretation. This is the such kind of dreams which don't have any interpretation as I mentioned earlier.
MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah. I hope that has answered the question of our brother. Please give us the next call.
MashaAllah, SubhanAllah, very, very beautiful English program on Madani Channel. We are very, very happy and excited to see Madani Channel in English in our country. One Islamic sister had a dream and she mentioned that the ocean was chasing her, but the ocean didn't catch her. She managed to get away. Can you please advise what is the meaning of this dream? May Allah Pak Shaw is mercing grace upon Dawood Islami and Madani Channel and keep it from growing from strength to strength. JazakAllah.
Ameen, Allahumma Ameen, MashaAllah. So the Islamic brother has said that the ocean has been chasing and did not catch his spouse. So what is the actual meaning of this, Asad Bhai?
Yes, if I'm not mistaken, so he was our Junaid Bhai from Durban. So JazakAllah for liking the silsila. And the dream you have mentioned about some Islamic sister, basically, watching ocean, the interpretation of ocean is king. But in this time, in the world, there is no system of kings remaining behind. So the systems are changed. So we explain about a big personality. So the person who saw ocean in his dream, so he will have to face a very powerful personality. Any person who is the leader of community or is a authority among the people. So, the explanation what our Islamic brother told us. So, she has to face any personality which is the authority, the leader of the community, or big personality, but there won't be any problem for her. So, in the end, as per result, this dream is also nice and good. There should be a good news for her and there should not be any problem for her. So, as per the ta'bir interpretation, that dream is also nice.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Asad Bhai, when the dream turns out to be a good dream, it is some sort of comfort and tranquility. A person is not scared. But what about, this question had also been asked by many people, that if somebody had a bad dream and he has got up from his sleep due to the weird or the nightmare that he has had, so what should he then do if his sleep breaks during the nightmare that he has had? Is there anything that, any advice that you could give perhaps, Asad Bhai?
Yes, of course. And it happens with some people very often and they are scared and they feel fear. And especially when a person is sleeping middle of the night or end of the night and there is no person with him, he is alone and he saw such kind of dream. So sometimes he became restless and there is some problem for him. So, but for a Muslim, there is a good news that he should not be worried about the bad dreams. If someone faces such kind of situation, what Tabriz Bhai you have told, so he should first read Ta'awwudh. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Because such kind of dreams are from shaitan. So, first he should recite A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. And then he should pretend on his left side to spit. Actually, he is not spitting, but he is showing that like a gesture. Thu, we call. So, three times he do this thing on his left side. Then he should change his side. If he was sleeping on left side, so now he should change side to a right side. And then he should sleep again. So, inshallah, azza wa jal, he will be saved. There won't be any problem for him. And also, many people, they ask that we have a problem that continuously we are facing the troubles and we are watching such kind of dream that we became restless and we feel the fear. So, what they can do? So, let me tell you one, two things. First thing is, before you are going to sleep, you should make wuzu. While sleeping, so you should have in the condition of wuzu. Make wuzu before you are going to sleep. Recite ta'awwuz, tasmiya, la hawl sharif, ayatul kursi, surah ikhlas, something the recitation of the Holy Quran or some azkar. So the last discussion, what we do before going to sleep, that should be nice discussion. And also we should not watch any bad thing, like nowadays people, they are habitual to see the news channel. So whatever we watch, it affects our thoughts. And as I mentioned earlier, that sometimes our dreams are the reflections of our thoughts. So when you will see the good things, so inshallah, there won't be any bad dream for you. Another wazifa I would like to share with our viewers, the questioner or the person who is facing such kind of problem. So he should recite a wazifa that is for the all viewers of Madani Channel. That is, Ya Mutakabbiru. This is the name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Mutakabbir. So the wazifa is Ya Mutakabbiru. He should recite 21 times. And he should recite before and after this wazifa 3 times durood upon Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And then he should not talk anything and then go to sleep. So if someone is facing continuously a bad dream, so he should recite this wazifa. Inshallah azza wa jal, his problem will be cured. So and he will get rid of that problem. So this is a general wazifa. It is mentioned in Madani Pansura printed by Maktabatul Madina. So you can go there and you can see Drowne Khwab Dekhne in the index in Urdu. Drowne Khwab Dekhne to kya padhe. And English, I think it is also translated in English, Madani Pansura. So you can have the English Madani Pansura and Urdu Madani Pansura. And the page number in Urdu book is 228. So inshallah, well, when you will recite this wazifa, so you will get rid of such kind of bad dreams.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Jazakallah Sid Bhai for the beautiful Ameen. Explanation. And I make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the ability and tawfiq to make amal and practice upon those madani pearls, especially regarding making wuzu, reading wadaif, invocations, and doing good actions before going to bed. SubhanAllah. Asad Bhai, Alhamdulillah, we have more callers and people do want to know what is the meaning of their dreams. But just before we take one more call, inshallah, one person wants to know, actually, there's an email that came, that what happens to those that fabricate dreams? Somebody wants to know, actually, what happens to those people that fabricate dreams? They haven't seen the actual dream, but they are relating something which they have not seen.
Yes, it is very bad. And there are many punishments which are mentioned in the holy ahadith. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam explained the punishments, the one who tells lie about his dreams. And he should repent. And also another aspect which is very dangerous for such kind of people. Because sometimes we think that I'm only just making mockery, just to have a fun, just to talk. I'm asking some dreams. And actually it is not happened. So sometimes what happened, if actually the person has not seen any dream, but he is talking about his lie and dream. So maybe, in fact, he will be facing any hardship and trouble. As it is mentioned in the Holy Quran, when Sayyidina Yusuf, ala nabijina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, he was in the prison. So two people came to him and they asked their dreams. The interpretation of one dream was good and the second one was very bad. The interpretation was he will be killed by the king of that time. So when Sayyidina Yusuf ala nabijina wa alayhi salatu wa salam explained and he told about the interpretation, so then both of them, they said, no, we were making only mockery and we were not telling the truth. So it was just to ask the dream. Then it is mentioned that the both things were happened okay with the both people. So we should be careful. We should not tell a lie. Lying is also a very bad thing, very bad habit, and it is sin. And also, sometimes you will have to face many bad things only due to telling any wrong dream. So we should be careful. And apparently, sometimes we can see, okay, I'm talking about the dream. There would be a good interpretation. But we don't know. There are many dreams, inshallah, in future when this silsila will be carried on. So we'll explain and tell about the dreams. Apparently, the interpretation is good, but actually, the interpretation of that dream is not good. And the opposite can be happen. Apparently, some dreams are not good, but their interpretations are good. So for a common person, it is very hard to explain or come to know that what kind of dreams are good and what are bad. Because there are signs, it is a complete knowledge. So we should not tell a lie about the dreams, especially it can be harmful for the person who is telling a lie.
Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, that was a very good explanation as to one should never fabricate his dreams. Inshallah, we should basically try and develop the habit of never speaking lies, no matter what the circumstances may be. Alhamdulillah, once again, I have been informed that we do have callers that have called in. So please, I request our technician, Islami brother, to please give us the next caller.
My name is Mohammed. I'm from South Africa. I would like to know the interpretation of the dream that I was visiting the Darbar of Ghawse Pak, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then while in the Darbar, the dream broke. Please, can you advise what is the significance of this dream? Jazakallahu khairan.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Who does not want to be in the Darbar of Sayyidina Ghawse Azam Abdul Qadir Jilani, Quddisa Sirruhu Nurani? MashaAllah, Hazrat, he has seen himself in the barga of Sayyidina Ghawse Azam radiallahu anhu, but then his dream has broken. What is the interpretation of this dream?
The good thing is, it was not broken on the way. He said that when he reached in the Darbar, so then his dream was broken. So the dream was broken at a good time. So MashaAllah, having the sight of awliya-i kiram and having the sight of any mazar of any wali, so the interpretation is very good, and especially the person who watches any big personality, any saint, any the wali of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, so he will have the special nazar-e-karam of that wali, special blessings of that wali, and to have the sight of Rauza-e Mubarakah of Ghawse-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. There are two, three basic interpretations. That person will have honor among the community. He would be the leader or someone honorable among the community. The second thing, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will give him power and tawfiq to do good deeds. He will be pious. Taqwa, he will have the taqwa. And also, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will bless him with his special blessings. So, mashallah, it's a very good dream. So, he mentioned the name Muhammad. I cannot say our Muhammad bhai, and I suggest you, we should name our children Muhammad and Ahmad. But for calling, it's not according to the respect that I call, oh, Muhammad, come here. Muhammad bhai, come here. It doesn't sound good. So, that's why ulama-i kiram explained in the books, to have the barakah of the name of Muhammad and Ahmad, we should name our children Ahmad and Muhammad. There are many fazail of these names. But for calling, there should be another name. And that should be the name of Anbiya, Sahaba, Awliya, any pious person. So the caller, he should thankful to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, because good deem is the ni'mah of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So, for each and every ni'mah, we should make shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Like it is mentioned, فَالْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ وَشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. So, وَشْكُرُوا لِي, this is the order to make shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So, because good dreams are ni'mah, the gift, the bounty of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, so that person should be thankful to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala.
MashaAllah, that was a very, very beautiful interpretation regarding the mazarat of awliya-i kamilin, MashaAllah. Ji, please give us the next caller.
I am from Durban, South Africa, Sufi Nagar. I'm so glad to hear about this new silsila interpretation of dreams. MashaAllah, Allah grant you all the success. Maulana Sahab, please interpret this dream for me. It's happened for the past week. It starts off with myself and my wife. We giving everyone good news of her being pregnant and expecting a child. But then when she comes to the stage of 6 months, my sleep just breaks. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. So basically, Asad bhai, he has this dream that his spouse, his wife, she is with Ummid, which we say pregnant. And every time in the dream, when he sees her at the time of 6 months, then his sleep breaks. He does not see the dream further than that. So is this any bad indication? What is the actual interpretation of this?
Yes, there is no any bad interpretation. They should be satisfied. And there won't be, inshallah, any problem. But my suggestion, my madari mashwara is for him, the person who called, that if in the reality. In fact, his wife is with Umid pregnant, so they should contact to our department, Maktubat-o-Tawizat-e-Attariya. It is also in Durban, in Phoenix. There you will find, inshallah, Rezo Hills. There is our Noshad Bhai, he gives Tawizat, and also maybe in Overport somewhere. Or you can contact our Zimadaran there. So there is a special Taweez to protect the pregnancy, to save the pregnancy. So if anyone who watched the dream or not, any Muslim lady, so she should have that Taweez. There is a complete way how to use, so that department, Islamic brother will explain about the tariqa-e-kar, the how to use that Taweez. So inshallah, that would be a safety measure.
MashaAllah, so the caller who has just called in, there is no need for him to worry. But we should follow the guidelines which have been given, MashaAllah, that you can contact the Tawizat department and get those Tawizat for protection, MashaAllah. Please, may I request karta hun ki dusra bhi call chala de? Play the next call, please.
JazakAllah so much for giving us the opportunity to send our dreams to you and for you to interpret it. I had a very scary dream recently that while I was asleep, a jinn was worrying me. It was like an upper jinn worrying me, and then it got inside me. And as much as I wanted to fight back, it does not allow me and make me even pick my hand up. It's been a worry for me since I did not get any answers towards this dream of mine. Please, if you can assist me and explain me why did this happen? JazakAllah.
So this sounds like a very dangerous dream, Asad Bhai, for there are jinns that he feels that are interfering in his dream, in his sleep. So what is the actual interpretation of this, Asad Bhai?
A jinn problem is all over. Here in Pakistan, people, they think maybe this problem is only here. But when we travel abroad, so we see jinn problem is all over. Not only in Africa. Whenever you go UK
Allah.
Europe or wherever you go. Because jinns are more than human beings. It is fact. 9 times more than the insan, human beings. And also, gotcha. There are good jinns and there are bad jinns. And they trouble the people, and also good jinns help the people as well. They are Muslims, non-Muslims, good aqidah, bad aqidah, many things are found there. So actually, shaitan is also one kind of jinn. So shaitan wants to make Muslim worry. So there are many ways to make Muslim worry. So he makes many things to make a Muslim, a mu'min worry. So one of his trick is he interferes our dreams and he makes Muslim parishan. So we should not be worried about such kind of dreams when you wake up. So you should make shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that this was dream. It was not in fact. This was not in the reality. So make shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Feel easy. Feel free. Do not be worried. And also if you want to make yourself more satisfied, so you should have taweez to protect yourself. Hifazat ka taweez. For the protection, you can contact our this department and have a taweez for you and for your family. But when a person, he watches such kind of dream, so sometimes what happens, that person continuously thinks about the dream, the same dream, while he is working, while he is reading, writing, whatever he is doing. So there is a burden upon his mind. So we should not think too much about such kind of dream. So we should be confident. Make shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and also we should remain pak all the time. There should not be any filth, apparently or hiddenly. And also, if a person is in the condition of wuzu, maximum time in the whole day, so inshallah, such kind of things will not be happen to him.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, JazakAllah, Asad Bhai. Sadly to say that every good thing has an end. And this silsila, we have just few minutes remaining. I think we are just going to accommodate this one email that we have, Asad Bhai. It's a very important question from your brother that says that I have been married for the past 10 years. And alhamdulillah, I have no problem in my relationship. But I do see that only in my sleep I am fighting with my spouse, with my partner, meaning with my wife. So why is it only in my dream that I'm fighting with her and not in reality?
Yes, the interpretation of this dream is in the hand of the person who is watching such kind of dream. You should not fight in the reality. As he mentioned that there is no problem, so inshallah there won't be any problem and he should not be worried about that dream. It may be from shaitan to make you worry and to have some fight in your family with your partner or whatever is there. So we should not be worried about that, and we should be firm and confident that when in the real world, actually I'm not fighting, so there won't be any fight, inshallah. But to have more knowledge, to make more peace in our mind, in our family, in our relations, so I would like to suggest one VCD of Amir Ahle Sunnat, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, very amazing VCD that is in the shape of question and answer. Ghar Amn Ka Gahwara Kaise Bane? It was back 8-9 years back. There was a Madani Muzakara in the beginning of Madani Channel, before Madani Channel. So it took place, very, very beautiful. Madani Pearls, Amir Ahle Sunnat talked about to have the peace in your family, in your house, in your surroundings. So normally what are the reasons of fighting and what are their solutions and what are the precautions we should take. So that is very beautiful, and I'm very confident there must be, inshallah, azawajal, subtitle for, because that is in Urdu. But for the English viewers, inshallah, they will find the subtitle. So we can have the knowledge what Amir Ahle Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, is talking about. So, Ghar Amn Ka Gahwara Kaise Bane? Whether there is a fight in your family or not, we should have that VCD. And also you can download, because many areas there is no more VCD. Now people download directly videos from the internet. So you can visit DawatIslami.net. This is our official website of Dawat Islami. So there you will go and find video library. And there would be a complete section of Amir Ahle Sunnat. And also there is a website with the name of Amir Ahle Sunnat Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah. Maybe the name is Ilyas Qadri. So you can find there the all Madani Muzakarat and all Bayanat of Amir Ahle Sunnat Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah. Please visit that website. Have that discussion about the peace in our family, in our house. So inshallah we will have more and more Madani Pearls. But do not be worried about your dreams, what you have mentioned.
MashaAllah. Jazakallah, Sid Bhai. We really appreciate you giving the interpretation of the dreams. I'm sure the brothers are now satisfied. They are happy with the wonderful interpretations you have given. And for those people that are having weird dreams, nightmares, you have even received the Madani Pearls. So, as I mentioned that we had last few moments remaining, for those people that are going to sleep, of course, it's watched worldwide, many other countries, it may be different times, but for those that are going to go and sleep now, as you have heard the Madani Pearls, that you should read your wazifas, your wazaif, make wuzu, and subhanAllah, make intention that I will get up for Fajr Salah, بلکہ یہ دعا پڑھتے جائیں کہ میں سو جاؤں یا مصطفیٰ کہتے کہتے کھلے آنکھ صلی اللہ کہتے کہتے آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم.
A true good dream is from Allah. A true good dream is from Allah. A true good dream is from Allah. A bad dream is from Satan. A bad dream is from Satan. A bad dream is from Satan.